House Republicans celebrated on Friday their government spending measure crippling the president's health care law. Furious House Democrats are now accusing Republicans of threatening to close down the government rather than give in. Nancy Pelosi is their leader.
This place is a mess. Let's get our house in order.
At the heart of the battle is a clash over the role of government. The Tea Party, an anti-big government faction of the Republican Party, emerged 4 years ago to oppose President Obama's signature reform of the health care system. After Mr. Obama pushed through health insurance reform to provide health coverage to millions, Republicans took back the U.S. House, with a core of about 30 Tea Party-oriented members who say they are willing to take risks for their convictions. Budget expert Stan Collender.
This is, in many ways, a takeover of the Republican Party by an extreme faction that didn't really exist 10 years ago.
Tea Party members are carrying out the wishes of voters in their districts by taking Congress to the brink, says Steve Biddle of George Washington University.
Many of the more rebellious members, these Tea Party members, come from districts that have very solid Republican majorities. They're really not worried about a challenge from the Democrats. They're worried about a challenge from the right wing of their party.
At a luncheon for conservatives, Republican Raul Labrador blamed the threat of a shutdown on Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and President Obama.
And if Harry Reid and the president want to shut down the government because all we're asking for is a simple delay of Obamacare, then I hope you write the story that way and not in the way that we're the ones who are at fault.
Representative Mark Meadows told VOA Americans should not worry.
We've had 17 government shutdowns in our history, and all of those were partial shutdowns. The longest one was 21 days. No one ever didn't get paid.
Asked if other democracies could have showdowns on routine funding bills, analysts say it's hard to imagine.
In parliamentary systems, a situation like this probably would have ended up in a call for new elections, maybe a vote of no confidence in the prime minister.
The next act in the drama will be in the Senate, where all eyes are focused on Majority Leader Harry Reid to see what he does with the House bill. He has already said the Senate will not pass a bill that defunds the health care law. Cindy Sain, VOA News.